From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. In this half hour, a special report on charity and giving in America. This time of year is usually the busiest fundraising season for many charities. Americans, on average, donate about 3% of what they make to charity. About a third of the money charities collect comes in the last 3 months of the year. 2003, though, has been another rough year for nonprofits and charitable organizations. Foundation and corporate gifts remained hard to come by, and state budget problems cut deep into governmental support for nonprofits. Still, as the year comes to a close with upbeat economic news, charity leaders are optimistic. Throughout this half hour, we'll hear from people around the country. We ask them several questions about whom they give to and why.
My name is Sabania Lushala, and I'm born and raised in Atlanta, Georgia. I give because I think that everybody should give back to help others, and because it is the Christian thing to do.
Joe Mulhern, I live in Syracuse. I think when the occasion arises to be able to do something for somebody, that's what life's all about.
Chris Johnson, and we live in Phoenix. It's the Christmas season, so it's all about giving. It's not about getting. You know, it's the way I was raised, and I want to raise my daughter that way.
I'm John Coughlin from Mississippi, and I feel it's important that those who have plenty give to those who do not.
Some Americans give more, some less, and the patterns of who gives how much can be surprising. A recent survey by the Chronicle of Philanthropy found that among cities, Detroit leads the way, not in absolute dollars raised, but relative to income. Residents of the Motor City who earn more than $50,000 a year give a bigger chunk of their paychecks, 12.5%, to charity than do people in the nation's other big cities. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports on some of the reasons why.
To get a sense of the spirit of charity in Detroit, step inside the Gospel Temple Baptist Church.
I'm gonna stand there anyhow. Amen. Amen.
Reverend James Atkins leads a group in Bible study.
Lord, we know that it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. Give us a giving spirit. And Lord, we pray for the less fortunate. We ask that you
churches are institutions in this city. Their steeples reaching toward the sky stand in sharp contrast to blocks of packaged liquor stores and boarded-up pawn shops. Reverend Atkins says churches play a critical role in raising money and keeping whole neighborhoods alive.
We have that spirit of giving and helping people because you never know when you're going to be in need and you would need to help. And so the Bible encourages us to do unto others as we have others do unto us. And I would hope to think that if I needed help, my church would come to my aid.
Atkins' congregation tithes, meaning members give 10% of their earnings to the church. It's a way of life taught not only by the Bible, Atkins says, but by generations of need. He explains most of the older members of his church moved to Detroit from the Deep South, and they still have the habits they learned as children.
They grew up in a community where everybody lived within shouting distance of each other. There was no transportation. There was no big city to go to for help. And when one family was down, they just went down the road to the next house or farm and helped each other. And they brought that culture to Detroit when they came here, migrated for the jobs at Ford, Chrysler, General Motors, and the other companies that had jobs up here paying that kind of income.
The auto industry helped create middle-class lives for many of the families at Gospel Temple, but Atkins says young people are struggling again. Affordable housing is a problem, so Atkins Church supports Habitat for Humanity. Volunteers are building a cluster of homes not far from Atkins Church. He tours one with Habitat staffer Steve Christenton.
That's good. A lot of trim, huh?
Oh, yeah, we sure do. It's a nice contrast.
Well, we still got a lot of work to do before Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
I may have to come out Saturday and volunteer.
Let's see it, yeah. Yeah, we'll get it done. We got a plan, and we're doing it.
Oh, so I know.
A quarter of all donations to the Detroit chapter of Habitat come directly from churches, and another 50% comes from individuals, many of whom have been introduced to Habitat through a house of worship. Tim Hudson is Habitat's fundraising director.
Part of, I think, why in the Detroit area there is such a high level of giving towards churches and giving towards social groups is because the people that invest in those social missions can see the good that it's doing.
In the case of Habitat, it's sparkling new homes replacing condemned property. Or in the case of Detroit's Capuchin Soup Kitchen, it's seeing that hungry people are fed.
Morning, folks. How you guys doing today?
How you doing today?
Pretty good, pretty good.
That's brother Vincent Reyes, who's serving breakfast to 300 this morning. He's part of the Catholic Franciscan monastery that runs the soup kitchen. It's work, he says, could have only one motive behind it.
I ain't seen no power, no glory, and certainly no money, so it's got to be the love.
Today, a group of workers from General Motors has arrived to help prepare and serve lunch. Reyes says the generosity of the local automotive unions, which have a strong tradition of charity, has been absolutely critical.
The UAW has taken us under their wing. They've been wonderful. They donated $1.5 million to keep us going.
Beyond labor unions, Brother Ray says the soup kitchen has benefited from an unusually strong interfaith network in Detroit. When I asked him to elaborate, he pulled a Palm Pilot out of his brown friar's robe and called out the names and numbers of a Muslim imam across town, a minister in Dearborn, and a rabbi in the suburb of Bloomfield Hills. Each has sent volunteers and money to the Monk Soup Kitchen this year. It's this spirit of cooperation that gives the communities of Detroit bragging rights as the most generous city in America. Alice Naubrey, NPR News.